This is for Brenda Boo, the Steely Dan, because I know how you love the Steely Dan. Well, Pinkies, this is the Fey Driver. Has it not been such a long time? How can it possibly take you so long to get a podcast out, Fey, you're saying? Well, boys and girls, the Fey Driver has been one busy lesbian, I gotta tell ya. So, what we are doing today, let me close my sunroof lid here, there you go, that'll be a bit quieter, hopefully. We are, today we're out doing a reconnaissance mission, just to review some roadways and things for a future mission for a client. I'm checking my escape routes and verifying that, the road is good and that I know where I'm going. So that's what today's excuse is for being out and about. We're driving the spy car today, and I'm putting it through its paces, Pinkies. We are on the most gorgeous old country road, and I'm just having a bit of a ball here. It is very early in the morning. The sun is peeking through the trees, making a kaleidoscope of green and black roads and blinding me in my face. And the air conditioning keeps coming on in this car. Make it stop. Don't do that. What is happening? So I got good news. I think I finally got Dad's place sold, so just have to do a few reclamation things. They want this fixed. The parties there for heretofore agree. Yada, yada, yada. So, you know, the whole back and forth. You know how these things go. There's 8,000 documents to sign. Please initial here to show that the initial is the initial of the initialee. And yes, please, Mr. Buyer, initial here to show that the initial is the initial of the initialee. And then we'll carry on and we'll decide. We'll discuss the use of the word the. Is it the orange hat or the orange hat? What the fuck is up with that? The orange hat or the orange hat, Big Fatty? I bet you don't even know who's who yourself. Fourth gear. Oh, man. Oh, this car. The brakes on this car are amazing. Come on, take it, baby, take it. Ah. Oh, yeah. I had intended to be working on my house and ripping apart the deck. I don't know when the hell I'm going to get to that. We have a very, very short closing on the house. I really need to work my ass off and again get the rest of the crap out of my dad's house to make it empty by the middle of this month, which would be the July the 15th. But all in all, this is all a good thing. We're going to get rid of that old dog and I'll be done with that. No more trips out to the country. So that's a good thing. I'm quite happy about that. In the middle of all this, I've been trying to have a bit of a vacation by laying on the beach and not doing anything. Of course, when you don't have access to a phone and a fax, and you're trying to get contracts signed, and the internet connection, no cellular connection out in the backwoods country. Oy vey. It's been like, you know, like the monkeys spinning plates. That's how I feel right now. Trying to keep all the plates spinning. Oh dear, I gotta pass this Kia, whatever it is, Sundero. What the fuck is it? Some little itty bitty SUV. All right. What else am I supposed to tell you? Good God, I have no idea what's going on in my life. I'm all confused. I've been just trying to, you know, I've been trying to relax and insulate myself from the world. I'm trying not to tweet in July, but people keep spouting off about stuff on Twitter. I've been trying to get a break just to squeeze out my sponge, as they say, to rejuvenate myself. And, you know, it's hard when people are constantly nagging you. We need this document by such and such a date. Dealing with land title searches and probate, thanks to my dead mother, complicating things. I was hoping to have July to deal with all that stuff and fix my house. I just don't know when I'm going to have time to work on my house. I guess we'll get to it eventually. Gotta go buy windows. Gotta demolish. Gotta clear out my garage. Oh, so many things. I gotta make a list. I gotta make lists of my lists. All right, let's play some music. All right, we're gonna play a song and then I'll come back after I've done a little bit of work here. I gotta pay attention to what's going on here. So let's get you a better song. What do you want to listen to, folks? Let's do this. CD changer.
CD changer menu.
CD 3. Here's an old one from way back when for the baby boomers. No. What is it? The Gen Xers? Gen Yers? What the fuck am I? Does anybody know what generation I am? Thank you. man, Pinkies, this car is unbelievable. This big fucking huge BMW 7 Series is cornering almost as good. Oh, look out, little squirrel. As good as my Porsche. Oh, it's got such lovely power. So, I had this thing loaded up with Mr. Anderson and the dog and 200 pounds of luggage. And we were able to weigh ourselves. 5,350 pounds. And I still got like 29 miles per gallon. Because I wasn't driving like I'm driving right now. And the weight distribution was like 55% rear and 45% front. Oh, it was so nice. Even right now, I don't know. I think my weight distribution is about equal, half and half. But man, this car just corners, just taking the corners like a virgin on her first night. We're now behind a tractor. Oh, he sees us. What a great car. I gotta tell ya, I sure love this car. But, Pinkies, never mind this old BMW. I gotta tell you that I was driving this weekend, or this few days ago, a 2006 Mercedes CLK 500 convertible. What a great car that was. Very heavy, though. Like, empty weight is like 4,300 or 4,600 pounds. That's because of the convertible. It feels almost as heavy as this BMW feels, which is about 4,500 pounds empty. And it probably must be. I mean, the rating says 4,600 pounds, I think. That's what the book says. This is a V8 with a 7-speed automatic transmission. The CLK 500 is a two-door sedan, like a four-seater. It's like a small sedan car, with a V8 in it, with, 300 horsepower. Oh, what a great car that was. Very nice ride. Extremely comfortable ride. The suspension is a bit, soft, if you ask me. If I had my druthers, I'd have a slightly sharper suspension. But that's the way Mercedes is. That's their thing. They like to go for that softer ride. And I recall when I was deciding whether to buy this car or not, I drove a Mercedes. And the suspension was very soft. Much too soft for my tastes. I much more enjoy this BMW. It's much more taut. It's more just a stiffer suspension. It's much nicer for this kind of stuff we're doing right now, which is really tight, windy hairpin corners and curves. And yeah, this car is handling this really well. So that was very enjoyable. Nice convertible, hardly any luggage space. But a very nice interior, just a lovely, lovely interior. Hardly any plastic bits at all. Everything, all the touch points were very soft, and yeah, it was a very, very nicely made car. Lots of little nifty features, like in the trunk, cubby holes and stuff like that, and a glorious big engine. Really smooth power on that engine, more of a surgy type engine. I don't recall what the torque rating was on that, but I certainly did enjoy that car almost as much as I enjoyed that Camaro convertible in Hawaii. Oh my god, people, the scenery around here is magnificent. We're out in the backwoods country of British Columbia, sort of the eastern end of the province. And we're just up in where they're up in the middle of nowhere, essentially. Nothing to do, nothing to see except trees. So, having quite a nice time. So I think I'm going to be feeling mostly rejuvenated, and let's put the car back in auto mode here. And oh my God, little rivers and peaks and valleys and mountains. It really is absolutely beautiful. So, do I need to tell you anything important? Is there anybody I want to say hello to or thanks to? I sure do want to say thanks to Musing Mark for the nice things he said in his last episode, and talking about his move. And I just wanted to clarify, Mark, Musing Mark, that I have very much been enjoying that music mix you did. I'm going to tell you which episode it is, because it's got excellent, it's got Delphinium Blue in it. There's all kinds of really neat music in there. So that was very nice music mix. Musings of a Tech Writer, episode 351. Your spring 2014 Musing Mark music mix. All right. I just want to say hi to Ranger John as well, and Calvin. Hello, Calvin Waffles. Hello, Waffles, Calvin. Really enjoyed doing that episode with you, getting lots of positive comments about that. So, folks, I don't know when I'm going to get on the horn again to speak to you. I know we're supposed to be doing a Pink Wheel Nuts Garage sometime in July. That will depend entirely upon how well the renovation is going, which is already, like, what now, a month behind. So I wouldn't get your hopes up. But you can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.